This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. San Francisco's Tenderloin District is the first stop for many immigrants coming to the city. Nearly 30 languages are spoken within a 10-block radius. Service workers, nonprofits, and soup kitchens face a big challenge accommodating the neighborhood's vast cultural and linguistic diversity. KALW's Jack Detch went to the Tenderloin to the St. Anthony's Foundation, which provides about 40% of San Francisco's free meals, and he found out how they break down the language barrier.
When the breakfast service starts at St. Anthony's Foundation, most of the volunteers stand behind the counter, piling plates with corn and fresh fruit, stirring soup and washing dishes. But not Michael Chen.
What does she want?
She won the apple.
Chen serves more than food here. He's the middleman between the English-speaking staff and the Cantonese-speaking diners.
First generation come from Hong Kong.
Yeah, so I can talk Cantonese.
And any Mandarin too?
Chen commutes from the Sunset District 4 days a week to volunteer at St. Anthony's. He was first drawn here a year ago by his Catholic background. Now, the foundation relies on him. He's the only Chinese-speaking volunteer in the diverse dining room. Several tables are packed with Chinese women and their families, many wearing fleeces over their traditional Mandarin jackets.
So this is the time it starts to get really busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Census projections show the Tenderloin getting older and more diverse over the next decade. More than half of Tenderloin residents do not speak English at home, and many come from countries like China, Russia, El Salvador, and the Philippines. But outside of a brown bag and social work, St. Anthony's doesn't offer many formal programs for patrons that don't speak English. That doesn't mean they don't want to. Cindy Escobar says volunteers have really taken the initiative as translators.
I think it came about when volunteers will see sometimes we'll struggle communicating with guests, and then they'll kind of voluntarily go on their own, like, oh, I could translate. So that's how it started off, just happened in the dining room in the lines.
Chen is here to help out as the patrons dig in. Volunteer coordinator Giovanna Erkinat wants his help getting Chinese women to fill the empty seats in the family section.
But it's not just for families, it's for women too. Like you did yesterday?
Yeah, I talked to them already, but they told me.
They don't want to sit back there, they want to get
because
served
first. Because they want to serve first.
Yeah. Tell them. Oh, I do have something for you to tell them. They are getting served first now.
So tomorrow
they'll get served first if they sit there. Tell them that.
Okay.
That's not as easy as it sounds. These women are just getting settled in the new dining room. Now, Chen has to tell them to switch spots.
I hope they will come here.
Do you think they will?
Let me try.
While Chen is working the dining room, Father Jose Luis Aguirre is trying to implement language services on a higher level. He's been working at St. Anthony's for over 4 years now, and he says they've developed prayer services in Spanish, Vietnamese, and Tagalog to help patrons feel more comfortable. But Aguirre says the foundation should be more aggressive in dealing with the issue to support clients.
They feel good when you sit at the table and talk to them, not just bring the tray, which is, it's awesome what we do here. But I think the volunteers also would get more if they can sit on the table with someone and able to speak the language, or you know, just a 5 minutes conversation. It's community.
Aguirre whisks me out of the dining room to show me what he means by that. We're in St. Anthony's Medical Clinic now. Aguirre often stops by to talk with Spanish speakers about the services here.
¿Y no le costó ser parte de la clínica? ¿No le pidieron muchos recursos?
Lo que piden en una clínica, sí. Pero son muy amables. Yo lo que tengo que, cada vez cuando yo me enfermo, yo llamo y me agarra siempre la doctora.
Sonia Navarro came in today for a simple checkup. She's been coming in for 2 years, and she says everyone has always been very helpful. The receptionist at the clinic does speak Spanish, but Navarro says the foundation could do a better job of getting the word out about their services. She says many Spanish speakers in the Tenderloin don't even know about the clinic.
Pues yo pienso que sí, pero a veces falta información, ¿verdad? Cuando no sabe uno las personas.
We leave the clinic and head to the dining room. With Navarro's idea in mind, Aguirre says St. Anthony's can work to provide more information in foreign languages.
Whatever is being published in English, I think it would be very beneficial for people, and also to get involved in the programs if they have the information in Spanish or Vietnamese.
As we're talking, my gaze shifts back to Chen, who's struggling to get people into the women and children's section. It looks like a lost cause until eventually an older woman and child come in and start eating. The foundation is hoping to attract more Chinese and Spanish-speaking volunteers to the dining room. For now, they're figuring out how to recruit that help. For Cross Currents, I'm Jack Detch.
If you'd like to volunteer your language skills at St. Anthony's, find out how at kalw.org. Click Cross Currents.